This is Jim Spirit. It's February 27th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, known as Eddie. I'm with a medic who's from Minnesota. Please tell me your name, sir.
My name is Eric Pop, Sergeant Eric John Pop.
Eric, how old are you?
I am 31.
And I had the pleasure of flying with you the other day, and you're the first one I've done an audio on that's not from New Mexico, but you've been working with the New Mexico guys. Any comments about these guys?
They're a great group. Everybody's real tight, close-knit, and they're a lot of fun to be around. They keep it pretty interesting and keep everybody on their toes. They play a lot of jokes, and we all just kind of go back and forth, and we have a lot of fun.
Have they introduced you to green chili yet?
Yes. Green chili is definitely a staple of the New Mexico group and something I've grown to like quite a bit.
Well, there you go. Now we can let you into the fold, as we say.
Yes.
How long have you been in the National Guard, Eric?
I am coming on 10 years right now.
And is it full-time guard, or do you have a civilian job on the side?
No, I work for the St. Paul Fire Department back home, and I work in the guard as kind of my part-time gig.
Have you deployed before?
Stateside, yes. This is my first time overseas.
Tell me a little bit about your impressions after you've been doing some of these missions out of Eddie, about prior to coming here. What's it feel like at the end of a day on some of these missions?
Some of these missions are absolutely exhausting. It's definitely kind of a... it's rewarding. It really is. At the end of the day, I mean, if you want to, for all you sports fans out there, Lombardi always said if you can end the game totally exhausted in victory, then, that's a good day. And, it's kind of the way that I look at it with this, because it's not an easy job. And but at the end of the day, it is rewarding.
Has your training as a fireman and the things that go along in the medical field there helped you here for what you do as a medic here with the guard?
Yeah, I think it. I think it certainly has. I think it's taught me to have a very realistic approach to things. I think it's. I think it's definitely prepared me. Like any anxieties I ever had prior to coming out here has definitely been. Anything that I've done prior to that has definitely helped me with keeping calm and keeping my head above me with the injuries that we're facing out here, that our Marines are facing, as well as the rest of our crews. So I think it's helped me keep a pretty level head.
Now, being in the Guard and being with folks not only from New Mexico but Arizona, as well as your home state of Minnesota, didn't give you a whole lot of time to train up together, but it seems like you've gelled quite well out here. How did you make that happen?
Yeah, I think it's just everybody's attitude that this is a mission that, it's a good mission, and it's a mission that it needs to be done. I think everybody's approach to it has been, one of being positive, and I think that... helps people kind of focus on the task at hand and makes it easier to work with one another.
The time that you've spent out here is, we're kind of in the fourth quarter, as they say. At some point in time in the near future, you're going to be going. Have you been at Edinburgh the whole time, or have you been around to the other four locations in your deployment here so far?
I've been to every single place that we operate out of, all four bases. I would definitely say this one is the you definitely have to have your act together to be here, as opposed to the other ones. Dwyer and Delaram are both very, very active. At least they have the potential to be, but consistently it has always been Edinburgh that's been kind of the hot spot, if you will.
A lot of your coworkers say Edinburgh is where the war's at.
It really is. I mean, and it just shows with the kind of transports, the patients that we receive and that we take care of. It just shows that this is, this is where the worst of you'll see every injury out here, as opposed to you'll see everything out here. There's no doubt that you're going to know what war is if you're working out here.
Now, the other day on the first mission I went with you, it was kind of a unique situation. We got a four-legged passenger. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we had a black lab, and the handler. We transported them to Bastion, to the vet, and yeah, I mean, it's always, you know, the dog was actually, it had just kind of a minor injury, and, you know, it was a great dog, was friendly, it was black lab, I have a black lab back home, so, I mean, it just makes it that much more special.
Well, I learned that actually dogs have actually rank out here as well.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not really familiar with it, but my understanding is that they treat them just like they're a regular soldier, you know, that they get taken care of just the same way. So,
what a lot of people don't realize in the audience or back home or whoever's listening is you're not just picking up Marines or their service dogs that are bomb sniffing dogs. We had another patient on a second mission the same day, local national. Tell us a little bit about those kind of missions.
Those kind of missions, you know, I mean, you know, it's the same thing ultimately. You know, I mean, you get a call, you go and you pick them up. You know, there's always that extra caution that you got to use, because there's been times where, you know, we've gone and we've picked up local nationals, and they've had, if you will, contraband on them, things that you know, make us think twice about what that could be or why they're checking their watches often. So, you know, I mean, we try to treat everybody the same, but at the same time, we have to have a very realistic approach that the people around here aren't all friendly, and that, you know, people are out here trying to kill us. And so we have to take the safety of ourselves, the crew, and everybody else around it very seriously. And, you know, as soon as we can get them past that initial point, you know, then they're as good as anybody else, and we treat them the same.
Before we close, I wanted to ask you this one question. With your experience here, specifically at Forward Operating Base Eddy here, what's the one thing you'll take back with you that you'll implement back at your job as a fireman back home?
You know, I'd like to think that I brought a lot with me here, but definitely just an overall aspect, you know, just a very... I think just a feeling of accomplishment for the most part, you know, that, you know, we were out here and we were doing good. And, well, you know, I think it's just, I think it's just, you know, I'm going to look at the world a little bit differently, you know, a little bit more wider-eyed, and, you know, and I think I'll have a good experiences to come back and to share with the people that I work with back home, so...
Watching you do your job the other day, it looked like you really love it. Will you stay in the guard?
Oh, yeah. I actually just signed on for another 6 years.
All right. You know. While you're out here?
Yeah, while I'm out here.
All right. So final question. When can we see you in New Mexico?
You know, send me an invite. I'll be over as soon as possible.
You know, we'll set you up with some good red and green chili.
I was just going to ask, where's the chili? Just point
it's
me,
always there.
Point me in the direction of the chili. So.
All right, Sergeant Pop, I really appreciate you speaking with me here today, and it's really fun to fly with you and watch you in your job.
And it's been a pleasure having you, too, and thank you.
This is Jim Speary. It's February 27th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, known as Eddy.